I want to share with you some very basic ideas of Judaism. Which is the yesod of what Purim is all about. If I'll phrase it, what Purim is... Purim is the most beloved Yom Tovim I have. I love every Yom Tov, I shouldn't say. Every Yom Tov I love. Purim... my best. Purim is a celebration of our Jewishness. Simply sheer pleasure, enjoying, celebrating our being Jewish. That's the Be'etzem Mahus of what Yesod of Purim is all about. I want to explain. If I'll ask, if I'll be asked, do you believe in Hashem? I'll answer, much more than that. I know that Hashem exists. It's the Yediyah Brura. As much as I know that you exist, I know Hashem exists. It's an absolute Yediyah Brura by me. And that's the mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem, is not just to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but as the Pasuk says, V'yodato hayoim, V'hashivoyso el levovecho. It should become part of our knowledge, V'hashova el alev, into our emotions, to become clear to us, just like we know right now is day, just like we know of other existences which we actually experience. A Jew, ultimate emuna, is a yediya brura of hashava el halev ki Hashem hu Elokim b'shamayim imal v'aretz mitochas ein oit. Yodato hayoyim v'hashivoyso el levovecho. That's the chiyuv that we have to chazer over the yisoidus of metzias Hashem over and over. Look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all circumstances. Look at the Bria. Look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running of the Bria, and to experience that knowledge, that it becomes one with us. Hashava el alev. Do I believe in Hashem? Much more than that. I know that Hashem exists. As a Jew, there's another mitzvah that we have, that we say in the first parasha of Kriyat Shema twice a day. The Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema means Hashma. Pchaloshen Shata Shemeya. It's understand Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's the first mitzvah that we have. To darher, to internalize that idea over and over, it becomes one with us. There's the next mitzvah in that parasha. Va'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshcha u'v'chol ma'idecha. Which is, if I'll be asked, do you believe that the Derech HaChaim, the way of life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in His Torah, is the best way of living? A Jew is supposed to be able to answer, I don't just believe that. I know that to be true. I'm passionate about it. Yes. I love Hashem's Derech HaChaim that He gave us in the Torah. And I fully feel I want to do the Torah and the mitzvahs. I want to live a life of Judaism to experience it, because I know that that's the best way of living. That's an avoider. But that is the ultimate shleimus of a mitzvah of Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol ma'idecha. The mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, of course, has to express itself in very specific actions, not just the issue of emotions. And that's what Chazal learned from that pasuk. A person has to be moiser, give up his life. He has to give b'chol nafshecha b'chol ma'idecha. There is a halachic expressions which in halacha, in Torah, everything has very, in the Olam HaMaisa, very clear halachic definitions besides the emotions, Shaboy. But together with that, there's the yesod of the mitzvah is, as the Bir Halacha brings in Siman Aleph, in Orach Chaim, when he brings the Sheish Mitzvah to Midiyas, he says, what's a Havas Hashem? Love Hashem. You love Hashem in the sense, Ani kirvas Elokim litoiv, the Pasuk says. And the Pesukim Tehillim is full of feelings of, I want the closeness to Hashem. But how does that express itself? Loving the derech of Hashem, loving Torah and mitzvahs in a way that you don't want to separate yourself from it. Now, that's a high madrega, and there's many levels of that. There's times when every single Jew can feel passionate, and he can stand in Shemoneh Esrei, Rosh Hashanah. He's in the matzav of Asoiris, he can stand in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, he can say, Ashrei Ish, Shelo Yishkocheko. And he feels it. He says it with full emotion. Ashrei Ish. Mu'ushar is the person, Shelo Yishkocheko, who doesn't forget you. Uben Adam, who's Yitz'ameitz Boch. He's Mis'ameitz, to become closer to you. He feels it when he's set in Rosh Hashanah. That's one madrig. And then there's the person who could be zoich every morning when he says Ezras, when he says in davening, he says, Ashrei ish, sheyishma lemitzvaysecho, v'seroscho dvorcho yosim aliboy, and he can truly feel it. Mu'ushar is the person, sheyishma lemitzvaysecho, he listens to the mitzvah, v'seroscho dvorcho yosim aliboy, he puts it on his heart. Mu'ushar is the person who could feel that way, not just at times of his oirus, at times of davening, but he could live a life that he feels that's yerav lo yididoy secho, that he feels the yididus, the closeness to Hashem, is better minoifes tzuf v'chol ta'am, more than anything Gashmius has to offer him. The truth is, the more a person lives that way 24/7, it's a tremendous madrega, then that's the greatest refuah to the nefesh. That's the ultimate greatest madrega a Jew could achieve. When he lives his life also practiced that way, not just in emotion, but the idea is the greatest emotional matzah that a person could reach is that he lives with a clear knowledge. It's part of his whole being and he's passionate about it. That he wants to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotz, and he wants to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we Vaita was saying, Yedid Nefesh. When we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Merapa, our Nefesh, we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show us Noyam Zivecha, the Noyam of the Ziv, of the closeness to you. Then our nefesh is mischazik v'tisrape, and through that we're zoich v'hoisa l'simchas oylam. That's the ultimate madrega. Purim is the Yom Tov. It's the, I would say, pre-runner of Pesach, which both of these are Yomim Toivim of his chazkus in growing in our Ahavas Hashem. Why do we have Purim now, another Sheni, not another Rishon? So Rashi says in Megillah, we're masmich to be masmich Purim to Pesach. That's the reason. Reb Chaim even had a halachic nafkemini hitainid when Rabbi Yosheber became bar mitzvah. It was a Iber Yor, it was a Shonim Uberes. Reb Chaim told Reb Moshe that Yosheber should begin putting on tefillin, and should be choishish for all mitzvahs d'oraisa from other Rishon. Reb Chaim was choishish. He finding that maybe it's a specific din that other Shenis considered the other, it's only clap as din mesuyin gabi Purim because of this halacha to be masmich Purim to Pesach. But be'etzim in the shem other could be that. Reb Chaim was choishish as a din gabi bar mitzvah even other Rishon. there's a halacha when masmich the geula of Purim to the geula of Pesach. As Rashi in Megillah says, they're both yomim tovim that we're meschazik in our ahavas Hashem. We appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to us, and we shine back that love towards Him. That's what the essence of the yom is. The ultimate madrega, the person has to reach on Purim, is that he could experience that emotional feeling again of La Yehudim Hoy Sa'ira V'Simcha V'Sosin V'Ikar. I remember I was asked, and I like the question very much. Good questions bring good answers. So, Rebbe, I was asked, La Yehudim Hoy Sa'ira, Chazal tell us, Oira Zu Torah. Simcha is what? Yom Tov. Sosin is Mila. The Pasuk says, Sosin Nechalim Rosecha K'maitse Shalal Rav. Yikar is Tefillin. Rebbe, if that's what it means, why doesn't the Pasuk just say, Ayduhum Aysa, Torah, Yom Tov, Mila, and Tefillin? Favosit. It's a good question. I think it's a good question. No? I think it's a great question. What does it say? You do my Torah, Yom Tov. What's it like? You do my Torah, Simcha Sosin Yikar. The Teretz is the Yidden always had Torah. They always had Yom Tov. Ever since Matan Torah, they had it. What they got on Purim was they came to suddenly appreciate and see Torah is Oira. They had Oira. Avade Zemgat Oira. They had Oira, they appreciated, hey, Torah is Oira. Torah is a Lichtigkeit. Without Torah, life is finster. Life is dark. Life is bleak. There's nothing worthwhile living in a life without Torah. A Goyish Haman type of life. Ugh. Simcha? What is Simcha? A Parshikurim on drugs? Is that Simcha? Or Simcha is a Yom Tov? Sadiqim yismachu v'yaltzu lifnei Elokim yosisu b'simcha. Das is a Simcha. A Yom Tov. Kirves Elokim. Zman Simchoseinu. It's a time of Kirves. Mani is Karves. We have a Kirves. La Yudim Ois Oira v'simcha. They came to appreciate Vos is Torah. Vos is Yom Tov. Vos is Mila. The Kedushas Bris. Sosoin. Exhilaration in Simcha and Dveik, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Oysa, Azei Gutz, Azei Nayid. Not to be a Tomei Dike Goyi, Chweiss Nish from Vu. Mila is Sosoin. Tefillin is Yekor, V'nechbodus. Oita Yisrael B'sifaro. Ich bin Ayid. I carry a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Tefillin, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Peiro Yolai, Peiro Yolov, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I carry his praise on me and he carries my praise on him. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Levish Tefillin, B'chol Yoyim, Chazal Talus and Brochus. That special Yekor, Oita Yisrael B'sifaro. I'm connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu in such a special way, Ich bin Ayid. That was a change in history. Jews came to appreciate so much more than Nikirvas Elikim Sazei Gut. La Yudim Oysa Oira, Simcha Sosin Yikar, Torah is given Oira, Yom Tov is given Simcha, Sosin Yikar, Mila, Tefillin. Ah, the Yesodos HaYahadus, Azei Gut Suzayin Ayid, so good to be a Jew. How is the Zoicha to it? Rashi says in Megillah, Lahavas Anes. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to them from the Nes, and they came to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much more. They came to appreciate it was a Hodr Kiblu Miyahava. Kabbalah Satura Miyahava was at that time. There was a Kabbalah Satura by Har Sinai. It wasn't that it was lacking in its love. In its Ahava. It took hundreds and hundreds of years of living a life of Torah. I would even, Chas v'Shalom, I mean, I'll use the phrase, but it's true. It took a bit going away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, getting punished horrifically, being thrown out into Golus, getting into a Gzeira, going through all the hardships of the Golus and almost being threatened, almost being killed. To appreciate what is this, how special it is to be a Jew. Hadar kiblu meyahava. Took 1,000 years. It was 40 years in the Midbar, 850 years in Eretz Israel. And over 60 years in Golus Bava. Close to 1,000 years of Jewish living as a Jew, but not a, but come to the full appreciation that that's what happened by the Havas HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaYehudim Ha'Yisrael V'Simcha V'Sasin V'Kar. Hodo Kiblu Mi'Ahava. It was a Kabbalah Satora Mi'Ahava. That's what makes Purim so special. We're celebrating the Kabbalah Satora Mi'Ahava again. Ahavas HaNes. The appreciation of what being a Jew is, which I want to now speak out a bit. The appreciation of what a Jew is, that was what Klal Yisrael suddenly came to realize. Ahavas HaNes. They realized, we sinned. Yirmiyo HaNavi warned us. With all of those Nevi'im, they warned us of what's the Churban that's going to happen. We didn't listen. We were thrown out. We went through a horrific Churban. Nebuchadnezzar, together with Nebuchadnezzar, they butchered millions of Jews. We suffered horrifically because of our Averis. We were taken to Golus, we were in Golus Bavel, suffering so much. For the first time in history, ever since Matan Torah, the Klal Yisrael were thrown out, so to speak. It seemed to them they could have thought that they're all is lost. We did all the Averis back in Yerushalayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw us out and he destroyed his Beis HaMikdash. There would be room to think he gave up on us. He was miyayish from us. He was mafkir us. He threw us out. And Klal Yisrael didn't learn their lessons. They were nehene from the Suda v'Achashverish. They were misrachik from Kedusha in ways that they, ad kidekach, were able to enjoy a Suda v'Achashverish. Nebuch, their senses were so dulled. A Achashverish celebration on the Churban, on his celebration, on the fact that he using the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael were so dulled in their senses to be sensitive to Kedusha, were able to sit there at that Suda and have a good time. According to his cheshbon, Chazal tell us, why was he making the Suda? Because he cheshbon the 70 years. That the 70 years were up, according to his bad cheshbon, and the Jews lost. They won't be nigal again. He brought out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, v'kelim shein, which we say it in the Megillah, and we sing it in the Tuna Veichon. He wore big day kohen gadol that menuvel sheg. It's disgusting, Achashverosh. Disgusting, Achashverosh, wearing the tzitz hakodesh. Oh, the chil hakodesh. Jews should have been bursting out crying, escaping from the place from shame and pain. And there were Jews who sat there and they were nehene from the Suda. They had a good time. Lamzach shikir and viagoy. Let's get drunk like goyim get drunk. And they enjoyed themselves. They lost a zchus to exist as a Jew. A Jew in his DNA, if he forgets, if he drops his Ahavas Hashem, he loses his zchus kiyum. Kadosh Baruch Hu, out of his love to us, wouldn't let that happen. He sent the Mordechai. He planned this all orchestras. Even at that time of Chet, he arranged this whole fight between Vashti and v'chulu v'chulu. Oh, that's the beautiful story of the Megillah within the Hester upon him. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ahava is coming through. He won't let us as Jews fall away. He won't let the Gzeirah happen. He's going to stop it. He's going to stick up for us. He'll teach us our lessons. He's a Tata. He doesn't take over. He gives us room for Bechiru Chavshis all along. But together with room for Bechiru Chavshis, he'll make sure he'll do all that he can to bring us back. And after, at the end of the Nes of the Megillah, when all the when we came to appreciate that in the Hester Panim, all of these different things happening, between the big son of Seresh, and between the Hamans, and between all of it, and Esther, and we suddenly came to realize, as bad as we are, Kodesh Baruch Hu still loves us. V'lo yidach mimenu nidach. He doesn't let us fall away. He'll bring us back. We came to appreciate Kodesh Baruch Hu's love to every single Jew, Ba'asher Husham. Kodesh Baruch Hu still loves us, no matter what. That's what the Gemara says. The Machlekes in Gemara and the Skipaskin, Benkach Benkach, Kruim Bonim, Rab Meir. As we say in the Slichas of Bahab. Benkach Benkach, Kruim Bonim. Bein if they're Rishoyim, bein if they're Tzadikim. Kodesh Baruch Hu loves every Jew. And as a nation, even if we fell so low to be Nehenne from the Suda Vachashverish, the Havas Hashem to us is, He loves us. He won't let us assimilate. He won't let us fall away. He'll bring us back. When we as a nation came to realize that, the Ahavas HaNes, we came back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a tremendous Ahav of Kimu V'Kiblu. Hodor Kiblu Ami Ahav, Hodor Kiblu Ami Rotzai. And that's the whole Yisod of the Yom Tov of Purim. The essence of a Jew is HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves a Jew, and because he has, every Jew, we have within ourselves the capability of dveikus, of ahava, of achieving the ultimate madregas of feeling 24/7 anikiras elikim litoiv, and living our lives as Jewish lives with a tremendous tshuka and dveikus. We find in the initial Bechira of Avram Avinu, Atoh Hashem Elokim Asher Bachata B'Avram Veitzeis U'Merkazdim Sam Teshmei Avraham U'Matzosis Levovei Nemon Lefonecho V'Choreis Imo Yabris. What was Avram's greatest Madrega? So we spoke about this already. Matzosis Levovei Nemon. Nemon is loyalty. Together with that, was Avram is called Avram Oyhavi. Avram who loved me. Avram Avinu is nisyached in his definition of his name. He loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was megale zahava to the whole world. Now, in the descendants of Avram Avinu, ki b'Yitzchak yikar l'chazara, and not all of Yitzchak. From Yitzchak there'll be those who will be mamshich this derech, and they'll be considered your offspring. But not all of Yitzchak. Yitzchak had another son. Yitzchak had an Esav. And Esav had an Eliphaz. And Eliphaz had a son, Amalek. Nishpachas v'lo yoyser, Amalek is an enikel of Yitzchak. That's what the pasuk says. Ki bi Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. The world ever since then, when Esav and Yaakov split and their identities, who they are, what they are, the world splits between those who trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, want to go in His ways, and I'll add, and more than that, who have it in their DNA that Ahavas Hashem. To those, to the Amalekim, who cannot stand the Jew. They can't be soivel kedusha. And they can't be soivel any yid basher husham. The Jew, as far nebuch as he can fall, he always has in him that nitzitz of kedusha, that capability of coming back and bringing out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's His galus in this world. We have it in it. We have in us in our essence, in our DNA, who we are, that goodness, that yearning to be good, that wanting to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Amalek can't be soivel, that the Nazi can't stand. I shared with you a few weeks ago, I was on a train with a missionary. So Baruch Hashem, I managed to stop the Chilul Hashem of this Nebuch missionary darshening his shtusim in Hevel and Rik to the other Jew there. This other Jew was very far from being religious. But from when this other guy got off in Netanya, the missionary, till this other person who he's speaking to, who got off in Herzliya, I continued still to the next few stops to Tel Aviv. But we spoke. And he's a seemingly non-religious Jew from Herzliya. He said something which is so true. This missionary was darshaning how Christianity uplifted the world to make it such a... He said, Hitler hated the Jews. Hitler was a pagan. He hated ethics. He hated values. Not that he was a Christian, but he didn't have a passionate hatred towards Christianity. He had a passionate hatred towards Jews and every assimilated Jew out there. The most assimilated Jew has in him, that's nitzus of kedusha, that chilek elokam mimal, that an Amalek, that a Hitler can't be soivel. He'll lose the war. In 1944, he'll do everything he can. He'll divert all. He'll divert the trains from carrying soldiers to the front. That's gonna save Germany. He'll rather have those trains take assimilated Jews from Hungary to Auschwitz. He'll rather be killing Jewish babies than saving his own nation. When Himmler, in 1945, was trying to make some deal, to give up murdering the Jews, and he had a whole crazy plan how to save, how to save themselves from the Russians by making peace with the Americans, a whole crazy plan. But part of the plan was that he's gonna stop killing Jews. Himmler wanted to kill him, threw him out. He wasn't going to save Germany in order to save... The last Jews should get killed. That hatred. There's nizgale, the gili of ahava. In every... Klezmer Magarebbe, who never lost 11 kids and went through, he says, the samach mem, the sotan ba'atzme, gave an edus, that every single yid ba'asher u'sham, the fact that his elder baba, great-grandmother was Jewish, he has so much German in him, but there's still the nitzas kedusha of a yid, he'll still... The samach mem himself will go after every single Jewish assimilated kid if he has a nitzas yisrael, if he has a kedusha yisrael in him. Das ist Ayid. Das ist eine Heiligkeit von Ayid. Avada, this Majegis in Kedushas Yisrael. As we spoke so many times, persons, Kedushas Yisrael can become stronger and stronger. And that's, I've told you over already from Yosha Ber, the two brachas which we make in Birkas HaTorah. One bracha is on our basic Kedushas Yisrael. Asher Bocha Bon Mekol HaAmim. And the other bracha is on the Kedushas Yisrael which can become so much stronger. As Hitler Yamach Shem Evizircha himself writes in Mein Kampf, how one Talmudist has in him the capability of affecting the world more than 1,000 other Jews. Er hat gut verstanden, he understood good, was is a Talmudist. And when in 1936 the Nazi, the Shrimmer, they put a picture of the Chibina Rav as the most dangerous, evil Talmudist in the world, they knew exactly who the Chibina Rav was. Yes. I'm good verstanden, that which Chazal tell us, that sometimes you can have Yechidim, who are Shokul Keneged Rubishel Sanhedrin. Chazal tell us on certain individuals in Klal Yisrael that they were Keneged Shishim Riboy. Moshe Rabbeinu Keneged Shishim Riboy of Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk says an eye. 36 people were killed. Chazal tell us it was one person who was killed. Asniel ben Knaz, who is a Talmud Chacham on the Madrega with Shokel Keneged Rubishel Sanhedrin. But Benkach u'Benkach Kruyim Bonim. Every Jew Ba'asher Rusham has in him the Kedushas Yisrael. We have it within us, the Nitzitz Eloki of Ahava, and the capability of to come back to Ahava. We're capable of loving Hashem in the way of Avraham Avinu. Loved Hashem. We're capable to come to it. And the truth of the matter is, I want to make it clear. Even by Matan Torah already, that over there that's not considered the Kabbalah Satorah Me'ahava, there also was a tremendous trust and love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Bechir of Klal Yisrael. The Bechir of Klal Yisrael is because we have in it, within us, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sense that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is the best way of life. But a Jew is capable of uplifting, we're capable of uplifting ourselves to feel and to know as absolute knowledge. Hashem's way of life is the best. I'd rather die than not live such a life. We find, what was the Bechira? Where did Klal Yisrael achieve the greatest gilui of Ahava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Matan Torah? When they said Nasa v'Nishma. What was so special about Nasa v'Nishma? I think we've spoken this out already, but I'll bring it up again in the context that we're speaking now. The Gemara in Shabbos says that the Tzeduki, who was shepherding Abzera, he said, "Your nation is Amma Paziza. You accepted upon yourself that which you didn't know what a Kodesh Baruch was going to give you. You said Nasa before Nishma." Abzeira answered him. He gave him a good shtoch back. He gave a good thrust back. But Toch Devarav, he told him, we who were misnaig betmimus, Kadosh Baruch Hu acted with us a Tumas Yesharim Tanchein. What's the Tumas Yesharim Tanchein? Kadosh Baruch Hu led the Tmimim in the way of Tmimus. As Rashi explains over there, Betuchim Hoyu B'yotzram. Klal Yisrael trusted their Creator that He won't give them a Torah that's going to be beyond them to keep. They trusted Kadosh Baruch Hu created all of human needs and all of human feelings and all of human emotions. That He gives them the Torah, He'll give them the best Torah that they'll be able to keep and they'll be able to do it. And therefore they didn't ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, Maksiv Bo, will we be able to do it? Won't we be able to do it? We trusted Hashem. That is the essence of what a Jew is. That trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness and trusting that His way of life is good for us. And that Madrega, which we didn't fully achieve back at Matan Torah, we achieved it 1,000 years later in Persia, in Golus, when we were Nebuchadnezzar, a good Madrega, from a Hester Ponim place. We came to appreciate, like Yehudi Moisa Oira. Torah wasn't Torah, Torah was Oira. Yom Tif wasn't just a chi of a burden upon us that we had to do, that we had a kedusha sayyim, that we had to shtel tzu and not do malachas. It was a true simcha. It was a zman simchaseinu. Bris Mila wasn't the burden that we, the back in Midbar, boichal mishpachoisa v'alin yoni mishpachas, that we were purged from arayas. After 1,000 years of going through everything we went through, we came to appreciate. It's so good and sweet to be a Jew, to be Kaddish, to be Tahor. It's the better way of living. It's the ultimate best way of living. Sos anoich alem rasecha. Kemoitze shalol rav. Chazal say refers to Mila, to this, on this pasuk. Sosoin. Yekar. Came to appreciate the Oita Yisrael b'tifara. We came to appreciate what tefillin is. We came to appreciate Judaism. Thus is Purim. We're celebrating the Kabbalah Satora Mi'ahava. We should be zoiche to use this Purim and the Pesach coming afterwards, which his galus of Ahava, the ganze Shir Hashirim, we say it on Leil Pesach. We read it Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. Is the shleimus, the full expression of Ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael and Ahavas Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to learn to appreciate our Jewishness and to know that we have it within us to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol leiv, b'chol nefesh, b'chol ma'oid. And these are madrigas that we're capable of achieving and reaching simply from the sense, simply for the reason because we're Jewish. Ashreinu, matov chalkeinu, manoim gerleinu, mayofu yirushaseinu. This is our Yerusha. We're totally capable of achieving it. But ultimately, we have to remember, we have to do all that we can to reach these madrigas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Teras Chaim with very, very clear tools of how to reach Ahavas Hashem. And as the Sifri says on the parsha of Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol ma'idecha. Einu yodea be'ezet sad. I don't know how to turn in order to create the love within me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk teaches us how. V'hoyu hadvorim ho'eile asher anoichi mitzavcha yoyim al levavecha. Through learning Torah, through putting Divrei Torah on our heart, that's how we become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we love His Torah. How does that work? The pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Alomois ahivucha. It's a mystery, says the Netziv on that pasuk. It's an absolute mystery. How learning Cheskes Abatim, how understanding Dini Muchzokus, a Toyin Venitam between a Ramai and a Moitzi, when we consider him Yaa Muchzik, Nishkin Muchzik, how Horaving Afazas Sugya creates a Havas HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the heart of a person. Alomois, it's a mystery. Lashin Ta'aluma Ahivucha. But it's there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the tools. And as we spoke, the Kruvim, the ultimate Gilui of Ahava, both Kruvim are symbolized HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Facing each other, eye to eye, face to face with the tremendous Gilui of Ahava. Both the Kruvim had to gaze, were facing downwards towards the Oroin. The way that we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the way that this, the Hizgalus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu love to us is through the Torah. Through the Luchas HaBris, through the Sefer Torah Sheba'oroin. The way we could be Mekadesh in Miroimim, our Kedushas Yisrael, and become more Jewish and more Jewish and more Jewish, that Ahavas Hashem should be natua b'leiv, not that we know in theory the way of the Torah is a good way of living, is the right way of living, but we should passionately feel it and feel it all the time. The way to achieve it is through dveikus in limud haTorah, not to leave limud haTorah. Ashrei shelo yishkocheko ben adam yisamitzboch. What's the yisamitzboch? Noch hakvetchen Rashbam, noch hakvetchen Rambam. Noch a question at Toisvitz. This is a Yis'ameitz boch. How? How does that have its effect? Akasha for mice, it's a talumais, it's a mystery, but it's there, it's a fact. We shall zoche sein, it's a emisse freilich Shabbos, and zoche sein a freilich Purim.